What up, guys? It's the Kid Polo Paul coming back to you guys once again with the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute. Of course, we are highlighting the beautiful legacies and lives of prominent figures within Black History and Black History Month. And today, we have the very first African-American female astronaut. If you don't know, in 1992, she flew into space on a broader endeavor, becoming the first African-American woman in space. And this will be the highlighter figure today, and it's going to be the beautiful and the lovely Miss Macy Jimson. I hope you guys enjoy, so please stay tuned on the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up? And we're back. I am Polo Paul, the host of the Man Stash Minute, highlighting the beautiful life of Macy Jimson. Macy Jimson is an American astronaut and physician who, on June 4th, 1987, became the first African-American woman to be admitted into NASA's astronaut training program. On September 12, 1992, Jimson finally flew into space with six other astronauts aboard the Endeavour on mission STS-47, becoming the first African-American woman in space. In recognition of her accomplishments, Jimson has received several awards and honorary doctorates. Jimson was born on October 17, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. She is the youngest child of Charlie Jimson, a roofer and carpenter, and Dorothy Green Jimson, an elementary school teacher. Her sister, Ada Jimson Bullock, became a child psychiatrist, and her brother, Charles Jimson, is a real estate broker. The Jimson family moved to Chicago, Illinois, when Jimson was 3 years old to take advantage of better educational opportunities, and it is that city that she calls her hometown. Throughout her early school years, Jimson's parents were supportive and encouraging of her talents and abilities, and she spent a considerable amount of time in school, library, reading about all aspects of science, especially astronomy. During her time at Morgan Park High School, she became convinced she wanted to pursue a career in biomedical engineering. When she graduated in 1973 as a consistent honor student, she entered Stanford University on a National Achievement Scholarship. As she had been in high school, Jimson was very involved in extracurricular activities at Stanford, including dance and theater productions, and served as the head of the Black Student Union. She received a Bachelor's of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from the University of 1977. Upon graduation, she entered Cornell University Medical College. During her years there, she found time to expand her horizons by studying in Cuba and Kenya and working at a Cambodian refugee camp in Thailand. After Jimson obtained her MD in 1981, she interned at Los Angeles County University Southern California Medical Center and later worked as a general practitioner. For the next 2.5 years, she was the Area Peace Corps Medical Officer for Sierra Leone and Liberia, where she also taught in-depth medical research. Following her return to the United States in 1985, Jimson made a career change and decided to follow a dream she had nurtured for a long time. In October, she applied for admission to NASA's astronaut training program. The Challenger disaster of January 1986 delayed the selection process, but when she reapplied a year later, Jimson was one of the 15 candidates chosen from a field about 2,000. On June 4, 1987, Jimson became the first African-American woman to be admitted into the NASA astronaut training program. After more than a year of training, she became the first African-American woman astronaut, earning the title of Science Mission Specialist, a job that would make her responsible for conducting crew-related scientific experiments on the space shuttle. When Jimson finally flew into space on September 12, 1992, with six other astronauts aboard the Endeavour on mission STS-47, she became the first African-American woman in space. During her 8 days in space, Jimson conducted experiments on weightlessness and motion sickness on the crew and on herself. In all, she spent more than 190 hours in space before returning to Earth on September 20th, 1992. Following her historic flight, Jimson noted that society should recognize how much both women and members of other minority groups can contribute if given the opportunity. In recognition of her accomplishments, Jemison received a number of accolades, including several honorary doctorates, the 1988 Essence Science and Technology Award, the Ebony Black Achievement Award in 1992, and a Montgomery Fellowship from Dartmouth College in 1993. She was also named Gamma Sigma Gamma Woman of the Year in 1990. In 1992, the Macy Jemison Academy, an alternative public school in Detroit, Michigan, was named after her. Jemison has been a reminder and member of several prominent organizations, including the American Medical Association, the American Chemical Society, and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and she served on the board of directors of the World Sickle Cell Foundation from 1990 to 1992. She also has served as an advisory committee member of the American Express Geography Competition and a part of the honorary board member of the Center of Prevention of Childhood Malnutrition. After leaving the Astronaut Corps in March 1993, Jemison accepted a teaching fellowship at Dartmouth. She also established the Jemison Group, a company that seeks to research, develop, and market advanced technologies. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the life and legacy of the wonderful Macy Jemison. I hope that you guys have enjoyed. Keep traveling on, pushing forward, guys. And until next time, this is Mad Stash Money and Polo Paul signing out. Bye.
I love you, Daddy.